Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Prime Minister Netanyahu of the State of Israel exhorts the new students beginning their new school year to study the Bible. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The start of the school year is happening across the world, and in particular in the Jewish state of Israel, where Prime Minister Netanyahu is telling the new students, as they begin their new school year, to be sure and study the Bible. My broadcast partner David Dolan responds to the exhortation by the Prime Minister and also talks about the Prime Minister's own individual Bible study.
Well, and a Prime Minister, Jimmy, that holds a private Bible study every Saturday in his home, I believe he knows God, he trusts God. I don't know how fully that is or how deeply that is, but I have talked to him a couple times. And that is, frankly, Jimmy, some of the reason that some Israelis who are pretty secular don't like him. They don't like him talking in this way. They think it's too nationalistic and too religious and it's turning off friends around the world and whatever. But you and I know Israel wouldn't be back without God's help. It wouldn't stay there without God's help, and it won't remain without God's help, but the Bible promises God's help, and we can see so much evidence that that's already been there.
David Dolan, my broadcast partner, reporting on the Prime Minister of Israel and his interest in Bible study. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jews must study God's Word, the Bible, to understand God's plan for the Jewish people in the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, is the prophecy of the valley of dry bones, where the bones come together, the flesh comes on the bones, and the breath of life is breathed into these flesh-covered bones. Now, if you want to understand this apocalyptic phrase, you go to verse 11. I've gone from verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, verse 11 says, "These bones are the whole house of Israel." So when we talk about the bones coming together, that is the regathering of the Jewish people from across the world. That flesh on those bones would be the restoration of a Jewish state. We've been watching for over 150 years how out of 108 nations of the world, Jews have been making their way back into the land of their forefathers, and we see since 1948 there has been a Jewish state among the nations of the world. You also must be reminded of Ezekiel chapter 34, where the Lord says 18 times, "I will." He begins by saying, "I will find my people wherever they have been scattered. I will bring them into the land of their forefathers. And when I bring them into the land, I will feed them like a good shepherd feeds his flock." Now, when the Lord tells me something one time, I believe it. When he says it 18 times, we had better be paying attention. These prophecies will indeed be fulfilled, and they are the greatest evidence that we are living in the end times because the Jews are now in the land. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...